Welcome to 2026 and Happy New Year, everybody. It's the same podcast, updated, refreshed name. We are all in on FastFit. In today's episode, we're going to meet with Jen Walsh, our board-certified health coach, and she's going to go into our PeakWell program. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the FastFit podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit. We hope you enjoy the show. All right. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2026. My goodness, I don't know where 2025 went. I hope it was a great year for all of you. It was a great, productive year for myself and my family. And I am super excited about this episode. We've got my friend Jen Walsh and coworker here. Probably important to say friend first. She is our board certified health coach. She runs our PeakWell program. An amazing human being. And we just thought, you know, we'd be cliche and kick off the new year, right? With diving into all things around sort of the full perspective on health and coaching, et cetera. So before we dive into that, Jen, why don't you just give us a little bit of your background, both in our company and then maybe just a little bit about yourself so people know you're not some AI robot or something.
Well, that would make things a lot easier if I were a robot, but I'm not. I am a real life human, and I'll kind of start from the personal side. I'm a wife and a mother of two like highly active boys. Football is our life, so I really understand a lot of the fluctuations in time, we'll call it, where sometimes things are a little bit slower, and then all of a sudden everything's ramped up. And so that really is kind of like the foundation of my life, trying to figure out how we, you know, figure things out on the go and just do our best. From a more professional standpoint, I've had a lot of different experience in a lot of different areas, and I really feel it brings me to where I'm at today. And so, a while back, I had a quarter life crisis and decided that I wanted to do something that really kind of fed me as a person, because I know how important finding your joy is, and, you know, for longevity and all those kinds of things that are really important to me. And so I went through culinary school, I did all this kind of stuff, and I started a personal chefing company, because at the core, food and fitness have always been a high priority for me. And so I wanted to be able to find a way to be able to bring that to other people, since those are like core foundations of life, and we must eat to live. So why don't we make it tasty and fun and easy? So from that, for about 10 years, I was a personal chef. That overlapped a little bit with my time at Perfect Workout. And I came here in 2019, started as a trainer in the studio. We all know what happens, you know, just a few months later. And so that was another great opportunity to move more into the virtual world and be one of the virtual leads. I was a trainer in the studio out here in San Diego in Rancho Bernardo. And when we opened up our coaching department, I was really excited to be able to bridge these two parts of my life that I felt were so important and so pivotal in helping other people find their health and well-being, and start as a coach over here. Eventually became the director of PeakWell, where I've really been able to help develop what this program looks like and how can we help the most amount of people find their version of healthy and really kind of optimize the results that they're seeing from the workouts. So that's just me in a nutshell.
It's so rad. And I've had the joy and the pleasure to get close to Jen and know you for quite a few years now. And I forget sometimes even some of the background there, like a professional chef, which is super cool. I don't know that I've ever gotten to really eat some of your cooking, Jen, so we need to solve that.
The peppermint bark last year.
Yes, the peppermint bark was divine. And you are located, where are you located?
I'm in San Diego. So I worked at our Rancho Bernardo studio, and now I get the luxury of working from home, coaching all of our clients from a remote position.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so a wife, a mom full-time, a personal trainer, a chef, a board-certified health coach.
Yeah.
We've got you in this position now, which has been fantastic. How this evolved, I mean, we talk about this a lot. People come to us because they want to improve their lives. They want to live not just longer lives, but healthier lives. And the first domino, if you will, is really exercise, specifically effective strength training. And we talked about this in a prior episode. It reduces all-cause mortality by 30, 40%, et cetera. And so they're coming here looking for these results. I want to get stronger. I want to get healthier. I want to get fitter. When they say they want to get stronger and healthier, they usually want some other things too, whether it's better energy or improve sleep or improve cognition or fat loss, et cetera. And this is why at FastFit, we have health coaching here and we have the Peak Well program. So Jen, talk a little bit about why it's important to have a coach and sort of from your perspective, a little bit deeper onto sort of the gambit that you see when it comes to members joining us.
Yeah. And I would say probably first and foremost, most of the clients that I see are looking to lose weight. And so generally we call it losing weight, but I think we've discussed on previous podcasts, mostly we're looking to lose the body fat and increase our lean muscle. And so sometimes it's with clients, it's clarifying what that actually means, because we can lose total weight and that will mean lean mass. It'll mean muscle, bone mass, it'll be water, it'll be fat, and we want to help direct it, but we can't spot treat, unfortunately. We want to make sure that we're starting to direct it more to the fat side so that we can become more metabolically healthy, increase our lean mass and our bone mass. It's really hard to build those things back. And so where I step in is I help clients figure out how can we like unlock the secret for them. Most clients have struggled and yo-yoed back and forth with the same 5 or 10 pounds for years, and some clients even more weight. And it's hard to find that specific equation for them and find the consistency, which is where the true success lies. Like how we can try things for a short period of time, and we may see varying levels of success, but as humans, often we want like a quick fix. We've got those reward centers are lighting up and we're like, oh, this is great. This works. And now I don't need to do it. No, you need to keep doing it to be able to maintain those results. And so I would say the yo-yoing and the consistency is one of those things that I see with a lot of clients.
And so, yeah, you're talking about coaching there and sort of finding out what their goals are, et cetera. What are some of the key benefits to having a coach compared to obviously not having a coach? And then for those that have had a coach maybe in the past or someone that helped hold them accountable, et cetera, can you dive, just give us a 50,000 foot view? Because in future episodes, we're going to go deeper into some of these elements, including, like you said, fat loss, et cetera. But maybe a high level view of our methodology when it comes to coaching.
Yeah. And so I look at coaching as it kind of helps. I call it cutting through the chaos, because we are inundated. Like we're not at a loss for information. We can find information all over the place, and some of it is good and some of it's not so great. But at the end of the day, it's figuring out what works for us. And so that's what I work with on my clients is how do we cut through that chaos and figure out what actually fits? What do we like to do? And this is what I call meeting a client where they're at. We don't need to throw out all the stuff that they've done. We find ways to find that 1% change, to tweak what they're already doing, to start building an effective response and seeing some really great success. And so we in building that 1% change, we want to focus on where a client is ready, willing, and able. So when I go through a consult with a client, we might talk through a lot of different things. Their main goal might be fat loss. They might be doing some level of protein-focused meals or something like that. Often we've got a high level of stress. I joke that I don't know anybody who's overly relaxed, but I know a lot of people who are overly stressed. And often that ends up overflowing into sleep. Either they're struggling to stay asleep or fall asleep or wake up in the middle of the night. Most of our clients are women, so we have that added impact of hormones through perimenopause or menopause that can naturally affect some of our sleep patterns. And so when I get all of this, it can be really easy to say, well, we want to make sure that the food is perfect and we want to make sure the sleep is perfect and we're doing something about our stress. And so then it just becomes more chaos and more stress build up in our system. So this is where we say, where are you ready, willing, and able to make a change to habits? Most people feel so stuck in their stress that they can't make an intentional effort to change something about their stress. But we can reduce overall stress by making sure we're eating meals on a regular basis so that we're not, you know, overindulging when we finally allow ourselves to eat for the evening or whatever it might be. And so sometimes we need to let some pieces sit where they are and focus on where we can start building that 1% change, because it doesn't matter where it is. It's just we've got to move that ball forward to be able to see some changes and see some progress.
I love that. Ready, willing, and able. Most people are probably like me, where they've tried things in the past, but they wait until they're sort of think they have the space in their life to do everything perfect. And that sprint is short, right?
Maybe
a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And then, of course, like you said, Jen, that's so beautifully put. It just adds so much more chaos that it's causing more harm than good. And so then we drop it. And one thing I think, and maybe I'm biased here, or maybe it's just sort of the environment I'm in, is it's becoming more accepted, I think, finally. In spite of all marketing and all this kind of stuff, that those that want to get on the journey of becoming healthier, improving their health, improving their fitness, and specifically things like weight loss, they understand it. It's just that. It's a journey. And we can start with one thing. And I love that you said the 1% better. I think we should talk about that more around motivation in a future episode. But that if you're going to do this, we need to start and understand first that we can identify with the person that we want to be in the future, and we can start that journey knowing it's going to be sort of baby steps, so to speak. And so I assume that when members come to you, there's a few sessions where you're really spending time just getting to know them, spending time learning more about them so you can figure out what those key pieces are.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we start with an intro session to kind of like touch. We just get a taste of what we're dealing with and what we can offer and how, you know, what kind of expectations we have out of our coaching program. The next session is more of a detailed evaluation. Ahead of time, I send them an intake form. I always say, I can't help you if I don't know you. And now I'm not going to get to know you 100% in a 60-minute session, but it just kind of starts to build that connection. So I know where you're coming from, because everybody has different biopsychosocial needs. And so this brings in a lot of different things. Very long word that is quite a tongue twister. But essentially it means like we've got all these different aspects of deep health. We've got our social health. We've got work. We've got our existential health, which, you know, for a lot of our members, we're in our 50s, maybe leading into retirement or maybe freshly retired. That life looks very different than what working life looks like, looks very different than life with young kids, then life, you know, if you're single at any age, all of these look different. But just because you are a woman in her 50s that is experiencing some symptoms of menopause and your neighbor is a woman in her 50s experiencing symptoms of menopause doesn't mean both your menopauses look the same. There's lots of different factors from an ethnic standpoint, from the different things that you deal with on a daily basis, all of these things. And that kind of brings it to that biopsychosocial aspect. So there's lots of different ways. There's no one perfect way to go about it. It's finding out how do we, based on where you're at right now, start to build that change and start to move forward, not take a one-size-fits-all plan, you know, put it on and kind of hit the ground running. It's no, where can we make that little bit of change to start seeing some success?
I love that. Well, I'm so excited you joined us today. I'm so excited we finally got you on the podcast.
Yeah,
I know you're super busy, and these questions have come up from our members. And so the opportunity that we're going to have to go deeper in some few future episodes are going to be great. And so let's wrap it up this way. I like to think about when members ask us, you know, I want to achieve specific goals. I want to see some outcomes in my life. In addition to the benefits I get from strength training and larger muscles and improving my body comp, et cetera, health and fitness and nutrition, all that are like religion, right? Mm-hmm. People get pretty dogmatic and they've got ideas in their head and biases, et cetera. And I am no different than most people when it comes to that. And so for us here at FastFit, I like to say the answer is really yes. If you really believe in these different ways of getting to that outcome, whether it, you know, be meal replacements or focusing on your sleep first or whatever the case may be, the answer is yes, we can do that, because we first start with a coach. You get with Jen's team, they learn who you are, what those differences in your biopsychosocial needs and where you're ready, willing, and able to start. They design a program that focuses on those daily habits and those small improvements, and they get you on that path toward success, and we go from there. So it's about coaching. It's about coaching you as an individual. And when it comes to the tools and resources, sure, we've got them and we can tailor them to you. Awesome, Jen. Well, it's great having you on here. And let's get some episodes out here going deeper for the new year on some of those items like motivation and nutrition, et cetera.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.